Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live.
Live talk free.
Talk free live. Live free talk. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 for those of you who can't match up the numbers to the letters on your telephone dial or keypad, I guess. There's, like, dialing, I think, has pretty much gone the way of the dodo bird, hasn't it? Does anybody really have a rotary phone anymore? I haven't seen. I actually saw one not too long ago, though. I was looking at some property here in New Hampshire, and there was a barn, and out in the barn was an old rotary phone. There was no handset, there was no cord. It was just the wall-mounted thing. And I actually went up and I, and it actually died. Yeah,
still heavy enough to hit people with in an emergency.
Indeed, it was. We're in the second hour of tonight's program. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain,
Peakless Mountaineer,
and Richie Rich.
And we're going to talk more about this article from, where was it from? The National something or another? It was the National Herald. Thank you. No need for vaccines. COVID pandemic is over, says former vice president of Pfizer. And we'll get into that shortly. But first, let's go to more of your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Robert from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just wanted to let you know that the anti-Semitic guy, he didn't know his history that well, because if he did, he would have known that the Bolsheviki didn't take over from the Tsar of Russia, which would have been Nicholas II. He took over from the provisional government from Igor Kerensky, who was operating basically under the auspices of the Duma. So, just to give you an idea of what he doesn't know. The other thing is, with regard to Judaism, there are poor Jews all over the place. The Jews don't have any exclusivity on wealth. And there are a lot of struggling Jews. And there are a lot of Jews who are doing jobs like being a shoemaker or being a plumber or things like that. The reason why a lot of Jews went into the business of banking and that kind of thing is because in a lot of societies, Jews couldn't work in the agricultural fields. They couldn't even own property. So they had to do things like that. And they became very good at it because that's what they did. And that's how they got to the top. And when it comes to forming businesses, Jews typically go into business oftentimes, let me put it that way, go into business with other Jews because you know the people from the synagogue maybe, and they have the same rules and regulations and the same way of looking at life, and it's just a little easier.
Well, it also didn't hurt that that the Christians weren't allowed to make loans at interest.
Because usury is bad.
Exactly. It's simony. Which no one knows what simony is, but to sell a spiritual thing was a big, big no-no.
Yeah.
For Christians, not for Jews.
Anything else tonight, Robert?
No, that's about all I wanted to say.
All right, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
So it's the Christians' fault the Jews are in power.
I always thought simony was that was that little game out of like the late 70s, early 80s with the buttons on it where it would like light up things in a sequence. And it lit up in a sequence. You had to memorize the sequence. So it was like red, red, blue, red, blue, yellow, yellow, red, red, or whatever.
If you're a musician, you can remember the tones.
Yes. That's not simony.
No, that's not simony. Simony's named after Simon, who tried to purchase the Holy Spirit.
How much for the Spirit?
Depending on which story that you heard, may have been carried off by a demon directly afterward. But the idea that selling a spiritual thing was a big no-no. And since interest relies on something that is not physically real, they considered it to be simony. So until the Knights Templar, Christians were never allowed to make any loan to anybody at interest.
But you can buy a crucifix now.
Yeah, it was called usury.
Right.
And then they redefined the word usury to be excessive interest, which is about the most subjective thing I can imagine.
So no payday loans.
All right. Those are excessive interest. Have you ever had one of those?
I fortunately have never needed to, but I've also considered starting a payday loan place.
Yeah.
When I go, be the bank, I go, payday loans. It's brilliant.
Yeah, I mean,
easier than being a bank.
Like on one hand, when I was younger, I got caught in the trap of the payday loans, right? And I was taking out a payday loan from one payday loan place to pay the payday loan from the other payday loan place to pay the payday loan from the other payday loan place until I could make enough money as to pay off the first one, so that I could pay off the second one and the third one. And well, it ended
that
horribly.
Seems like a pretty big hole.
It ended horribly, and I ended up having to pay all three of them off plus mega interest because they charge you like, I don't know, 17,000% interest per week or something. It's worse than a pawn shop.
But your kneecaps are still intact.
They're better than a loan shop. It's not like I was going out and, you know, borrowing from Guido and Antony or the Mafia or something, you know.
And now you have even better credit.
Well, that's true. That's true. But anyway, payday loans, they're a monster. You shouldn't do it ever. If you can't afford it, don't buy it.
Well, the borrower is servant of the lender.
In fact, it is. In fact, ironically enough, the only thing, at least modernly in my lifetime, the only thing I can think of that you actually need good credit to do is purchase property.
Yeah.
Because once you've purchased the property, then that is your credit. Right? So once you get the property, then ironically enough, since I actually got some property, my credit score is higher than it's ever been now that I have the property, right? But I had to struggle to get into the property and, you know, build, you know, all that
kind
of stuff.
And now you don't even really need a high credit score.
Now I have great credit. Yeah, I have great credit and no need for it whatsoever.
Reminded of the old joke about a coffin. The one who needs it doesn't want it.
Yep.
That's why I would never purchase my own life insurance.
Mm.
Screw them. What do I care?
Yeah.
You deal with the bills.
All right, circling back.
I'm suddenly very glad you don't have kids that you're raising that are, you know, reliant on you to not die because you don't have life insurance.
They can handle it.
So this guy, Dr. Michael Yadon?
Yadon.
Michael, Yadon. He goes on. His comments actually come at the end of a comprehensive criticism of the Scientific Advisor Group for Emergencies, acronym SAGE, a government agency of the UK tasked with advising the central government in emergencies. SAGE has played an important role in determining public lockdown policies in the UK as a response to the COVID-19 virus. Yadon also highlights fundamental errors by SAGE in their presuppositions, which caused their overall conclusions to go radically awry, leading to the torturing of the population for the last 7 months or so.
Which, that's really been a big story about this whole thing, is we had these projections. We had these computer-generated models with beautiful graphics that were absolutely unlike reality.
Yes. Because it didn't take into account human behavior and how people would react to an actual pandemic.
Well, and I've read that those models, those computer models, were designed to project worst-case scenarios.
Sure.
So it's living up to its design, right? What you design a thing for is the output you're going to get, right, as far as systems are concerned. So it's designed to go, well, this is the worst it could possibly be. And so everybody went, oh, this is how it's going to be, instead of, well, you know, it's probably not going to be that bad. It's
well,
probably going to be somewhere
between nothing and
something.
Best case scenarios don't sell newspapers.
That is true. Nor does it provoke governments to turn your homes and apartments into prison cells, as they have.
But you would hope with more information that comes out that people would have the realization and then change their opinion on the subject. Right, like, oh, it wasn't the worst case scenario.
Human beings rarely behave in that fashion. Rarely do you show.
I can hope a lot of things.
Rarely do you show a human being a piece of evidence that conflicts with their existing beliefs, and they go, oh, well, I've just changed my beliefs now. Rarely does that happen. In fact, what actually happens is if that's all you do is just show them this piece of evidence, they actually cling to their belief even tighter.
So
because it's been challenged.
So what chance do we have of converting more people to libertarianism?
That's a good question.
It will cling.
It's not the same for every person.
Okay.
Right. But going on, Sage says everyone was susceptible and only 7% have been infected. I think this is literally unbelievable. They have ignored all precedent in the field of immunological memory against respiratory viruses. In other words, they're not paying attention to the past. They have either not seen or disregarded excellent quality work from numerous world-leading clinical immunologists, which show that around 30% of the population had prior immunity.
Imagine that. But yeah. Does the virus even exist?
Well, it only exists when you're standing up, not when you're sitting down in a restaurant. And
not after 9 p.m.
Well, only after 9 p.m.
Oh.
More Free Talk Live coming up.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at MakeMeAFirefighter.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. We'll be right back.
James Hetfield.
No, it's not. I do a horrible Hetfield impersonation. I can do a reasonable Dave Mustaine, though. Anyway, it's Free Talk Live. I'm the captain. In the studio, it's
Peakless Mountaineer, Richie Rich.
And you can join in the fun at 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
I doubt it'll be as much fun as we're already having, though.
We are having a bit of fun. Thanks, you guys.
Anytime.
Yeah. We do what we can.
So we've been talking about this article from the National Herald talking about this former VP of Pfizer saying that the pandemic is over. There isn't even a pandemic, and the pandemic is over, and there's no need for a vaccine. So we've been talking about SAGE, which is the Scientific Advisor Group for Emergencies over in the UK.
And one thing I wanted to mention about when we were talking about how the vaccines, the vaccine for this has bypassed what few things we actually required of vaccine makers. Another thing is the testing protocols are another one of those that have just absolutely bypassed all of our usual requirements.
Yeah, well, the government's, I know the U.S. government specifically has said, oh, yeah, you guys, you know, you're going to pass on the testing because we need this now.
Well, usually when you're testing for a disease, you have to be able to demonstrate that someone who doesn't have that disease won't test positive.
Right.
Which they haven't done.
Right.
At all.
They really just did not bother with that at all.
Yeah, and in fact, those PCR tests, I had, I wonder if I have it with me. Either way, the PCR tests are fallible by quite a large margin. And in fact, the guy who invented them says that you can actually test positive for just about anything if you spin the thing around enough times.
Yeah, exactly. There's some disagreement at what point that is.
Right.
Some people say it's 30 times. Other people say it's 40 times.
Yeah.
But somewhere in that range, that if you run it through 30 or 40 or however many times it is, it doesn't matter what you're testing, you will get a positive result.
Yeah, there's a sports league in the United States known as the NFL, the National Football League.
Ooh.
And they have been testing all of their participants, including coaches and staff and all that kind of thing, like every day. Right. Now, sometimes an athlete will come back with a positive test, so they got to go retest them, and then it'll come back negative, and then they'll test them again, it'll be positive, they'll test them again, it's negative, and so they have to keep testing until, like, they get, like, at some point, somebody has to go,
best of seven,
well,
it's like the NBA.
Right, yeah, now you're playing dice, right, it's like, oh, full house, you know, they have to guess, and so if they go, okay, well, we think this guy has it because he tested 3 out of 5 times, and so now his roommate also has to be sequestered and, you know, quarantined for 14, you know, all that kind of thing. And
no matter what side of the argument you're on this, you really want to know for sure who in the heck has this and doesn't have it.
Right.
I want to go back briefly to your point about how long it's taking them, like how they're rushing the vaccine to market.
Yes.
Because, again, from the libertarian perspective, right, we would have previously argued that manufacturers should be allowed to get to market as quickly as possible and shouldn't be hampered by government rules and regulations and red tape that prevents experimental medicine from getting to patients who want to use it, you know, especially in a life or death situation, which people believe COVID-19 to be.
Sure.
Absolutely.
So we shouldn't be saying like, oh, no, this needs to go through rigorous testing. We should say like, this is an experimental vaccine. Take it at your own peril.
Right.
Right.
It should be like when you go into, oh, I don't know, you go to Texas, you go to one of these bars that has the mechanical bull.
Yep.
Right? Now, you've been drinking, so you're not making the most sane of decisions already, right? And you decide that your cojones are calling you to the bull. You're going to ride this thing, right? What do they make you do? They make you sign a waiver. That says, hey, I may be intoxicated. It doesn't say this exactly, but something along the lines of, I hereby, you know, relieve you of any responsibility
you
for
are
me.
Indemnable.
Yeah, for me getting on this mechanical thing while I'm intoxicated at your place of business.
Well, and okay, so that goes back to our original point at the beginning of the show, which is the vaccine companies waiving all liability for damages done by the vaccine.
Well, it's the government waiving the liability.
Understood. And that's one thing. I've never heard anyone on the show ever argue for the idea of we should put in jail or some other terrible thing to someone who is being peaceful. And while I may disagree with your use of the vaccine, you're being peaceful.
Understood. But if they come out and say, like, this is an experimental vaccine, mm-hmm. we haven't done the full testing.
Right.
However, we think that there's a 90% chance or whatever that it'll be effective for you, and
yeah,
you
I'm,
take
I'm
it
arguing
voluntarily.
In favor of yep. good labeling for these things.
Okay. That's fair. Well, then they should be held harmless to any damages done by people who voluntarily choose to take the vaccine.
On an individual basis. But we're not going to see that. What we're going to see is industries wholeheartedly going, you have to take this.
Which I would be against.
Right.
Right. If they mandate it and they force quote unquote, force it upon the population, well, then they should absolutely be held liable.
Right.
Right. That they make that case like the one time the police are responsible for your life is like when you're in their custody. Right. They don't have to protect you outside, but once they put the cuffs on you, they're now responsible for your safety.
Right.
So if they're going to forcibly vaccine everybody, they are now accepting the responsibility of the safety for everyone they vaccinated.
Yeah, and how do you think that's going to go?
Poorly. Absolutely poorly.
Yeah.
Well, given that there is a special court where you can get money, but they will not be punished for doing anything to you or your children through vaccines.
Yeah.
And for those of you that doubt, look it up.
But if it was properly labeled and they said, you know, take this at your own risk, then that court is a bonus because you would have the choice to vaccine yourself or vaccinate your kids, and you would assume all the risks associated with taking such a thing.
Well, Sage says everyone was susceptible and only 7% have been infected. But they also say they should have excluded susceptible, or they should have excluded from susceptible.
And by Sage, you mean the Scientific Advisor Group for Emergencies.
Correct, based out of the UK. They should also have excluded from susceptible a large subset of the youngest children who appear not to become infected, probably because their immature biology means their cells express less of the spike protein receptor called ACE2. I have not assumed all young children don't participate in transmission, but believe a 2/3 value is very conservative. It's not material anyway, Yaden wrote. So Sage is demonstrably wrong in one really crucial variable. They assumed no prior immunity, whereas the evidence clearly points to a value of around 30% and nearly 40% if you include some young children who technically are resistant rather than immune, wrote Yaden.
And it really is absurd that they didn't expect anyone to be immune to this. I mean, it's very similar to a lot of cold and flu viruses that already exist.
Right, it's another coronavirus, and, you know, human beings have been contracting coronaviruses of different types for as long as we've been alive, near as we can tell.
So there's bound to be some crossover immunity, because that's how immunity works.
And those that are immune get to live and pass on their seed.
855-450-3733. Are you going to take the vaccine when it comes out? More Free Talk Live coming up.
Pork chops, his coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky Mix. Harold, the Border Collie Pit Mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat carrier, has fur now where he never had it before.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite will give them a beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
Get some Dynavite.
How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Students in the nation's largest school district will soon be back in classrooms. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Sunday that the city's public schools will reopen for pre-K students on December 7th, with schools serving students with special education needs opening on December 10th. Middle and high school students will return to in-person learning at a date yet to be determined. The district had closed its doors about 2 weeks ago as COVID cases in the city spiked. Dr. Anthony Fauci says reopening schools is a solid strategy as far as the data is concerned. He tells ABC this week that the focus should be on keeping schools open while restricting bars, restaurants, and activities that contribute to community spread.
The spread among children and from children is not really very big at all, not like one would have suspected. So let's try to get the kids back, but let's try to mitigate the things that maintain and just push the kind of community spread that we're trying to avoid.
This is USA Radio News. Two recounts in the presidential race have been completed in Wisconsin just days before results are certified. Here's Jeremy Scott from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Officials in Dane County, Wisconsin on Sunday released the results of an 8-day recount that gives President Donald Trump an additional 45 votes. A recount in Milwaukee County that was completed Friday went in favor of Joe Biden by 132 votes. The results of the recounts confirmed Democrat Joe Biden's victory in the key battleground state. On Fox News' Sunday morning features, President Trump made more claims of fraud and a rigged election.
We won the election easily. There's no way Joe Biden got 80 million votes. There's no way Joe Biden beat Barack Obama. This election was a fraud. It was a rigged election.
Trump has previously vowed to challenge the outcome in court. There's no word if his team plans to continue their legal fight. From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the program. It is Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And I wanted to tell you about SportKilt.com. Everyone has their own idea of what freedom is. For some, freedom is the freedom to swing free, like the Scotsmen do. Richie Rich and Mark got some great kilts from SportKilt.com.
We did. They're fantastic.
You can even see our hosts wearing sport kilts, particular form of freedom, at kilts.freetalklive.com. You haven't felt freedom until you've worn a kilt from SportKilt.com. I believe you can get a discount using code FTL.
For another 2 days, like tonight and tomorrow, it's 15% off through the end of November.
Awesome.
It's 15% off by using code FTL. And personally, I own 4 sport kilts.
Wow.
Because I purchased from them
On the regular?
On the regular, before they could be, became advertisers.
Awesome.
So I stand by what they produce.
So,
Sounds like a memorable gift idea to the man in your life.
Yes, but get it now at 15%, like tonight and tomorrow, and then I think our code drops back down to like 10%.
Are they made in the U.S.?
Utah, I believe.
Utah, okay. Yeah. All right. There was a note here, and it was written down in handwriting instead of, you know, typed out in the in the copy, so I just wasn't certain.
The company is based in Utah. I assume that's where, you know, I don't know where they get the materials,
sure,
but I assume it's manufactured in
Utah. Okay.
And I am, for the record, fundamentally pro-kilt. One day we will have sexual equality, and a man will be able to have a job interview in a skirt.
Or kilt. They're not skirts.
They're a kind of skirt. They're a military skirt.
Okay.
All right, so we were talking...
A manly skirt.
But don't call it a skirt. The last guy who called it a skirt got kilt.
Yes. You're a little off kilter there, Richie Rich.
Stand by it. They're good stuff. I love all four of mine.
All right, we were talking about this article from the National Herald and about, well, how this particular former vice president of Pfizer says there's no need for vaccines and the COVID pandemic is over. We're talking about natural immunity, particularly with children. And this last bit is pretty interesting. It says, and considering the reality of herd immunity, when susceptibility to a virus falls this low at around 28 to 35%, that population can no longer support an expanding outbreak of disease, and thus the virus wanes and disappears.
So all we got to do is get back to it.
I've been saying for a long time, and even more so now since we've seen a whole bunch of evidence that the lockdowns and the masking have zero effect on the rate of transmission.
That is not true.
Even the most extreme quarantine
that is
the Marines put on.
That is not even remotely true. The fact of the matter is
zero. Well, it actually went down a little bit.
Aha.
Is that what you're
that's
getting?
Exactly.
I thought we were about to.
That's exactly.
Thought
what
we were about
to
throw down in the studio.
It's done.
I thought we were
going to
have a kilt off.
Wilt off with your kilt off? No, we
tell us more, Peakless.
Well, for those of us that did not catch that show, when they had just the most strenuous measures that you could expect from the military,
yes,
of just sanitize absolutely everything, total lockdowns, complete mask compliance, 100%, it didn't do nothing. It actually made them more likely to contract this disease.
By a very little bit, I just have to say.
Makes it a little bit worse.
How
so? Like, I'd be curious to know, like, how so? Like, how do you lock down, sanitize everything, and then still manage to get the virus?
Well, they haven't been able to prove aerosol transmission, to my understanding.
At the risk of being just a touch technical, so there's this thing called Brownian motion.
Okay.
That makes these tiny, tiny particles go just absolutely everywhere, more or less on their own.
Okay.
So viruses get everywhere. You cannot escape them. They are everywhere on Earth, and who knows, maybe even out in space you'll find a virus somewhere. Like, they get everywhere. So you can't actually avoid these things.
Right.
Now, what you can try to do is avoid so many of them that your immune system is overcome with them, what's called a load. Now, if you are running around in masks, avoiding human beings, as I've said before on this show, one of the things that lets you regulate your immune system is having someone who is literally watching your back. We can only see in one direction. So our bodies are always kind of ready to run away from tigers. Mm-hmm. But if I can see a human face, on a completely unconscious level, I shift out of the fight-or-flight mechanism in my nervous system and into the rest-and-digest, regrow my organ tissue, heal my body nervous system. Now, if you take away human faces,
mm-hmm,
I can never know on this completely unconscious level that there's not a tiger behind me. So my body is always halfway ready to run away from a predator.
Always in flight mode.
Exactly. Yeah. It's halfway between fight or flight and rest and digest.
Right.
And since it's always halfway in between these states, it never gets a chance to fully integrate the immune system at 100%. It's always running on three out of six cylinders, so to speak. So if you never get the chance to fully regrow your organ tissue, then, yeah, you're going to be more susceptible to a lower quantity of viruses.
Got it. That's why I like hanging out with people in this community that don't wear masks around each other.
Yes.
And don't mind, because we're always happy, smiling, joyous.
Yeah, that's true.
Giving us those personal human benefits on a subconscious level.
Yeah, and you know what? When I'm not, or when I'm hanging out with people who are all masked, you know, if I got to go grocery shopping or something like that, and, you know, I mean, everybody's masked there, except, you know, anybody who's brave enough not to be, I get grumpy. Because I see all these non-faces, these NPCs, if you will, and, you know, I can't tell if the cashier is smiling at me or sticking her tongue out or whatever, right? You know, I can't tell if when I say excuse me to somebody, if they're sneering at me.
Don't you ever have that thing down in front of me?
Yeah, I mean,
how do I know you're not making faces?
Human communication is so much facial expression, you know, particularly in face-to-face communication. Yeah. And I also don't like the muffled bit.
Okay.
Right? Hey, sir, can you see? I'm sorry, I can't hear. Oh, sir, can you see? Oh, whatever.
See, and I've talked about it here before. That's why if I have to wear my mask, right, I have my full compliance mask, which is the full bulletproof face shield,
yeah,
to deny those people all of that human contact, screw them, and to get around the muffled bit.
If you're going to refuse me the ability to show my face, then you get none of it.
You get none of it, absolutely. And you don't get the voice either, because I've got the Bluetooth speaker that hangs from a collar, and then I have a text-to-speech app on my phone.
Oh,
so I talk, and then the speech. So you don't even get the human voice. You get no human bass, no human voice from me.
If you're going to remove my humanity, you will not do it little bit by little bit. It will be all or nothing.
But then I come hang out with with this community, and it all comes back. Right.
One final note on this article before we move on, and this is a quote from Yaden himself. The pandemic is effectively over and can easily be handled by a properly functioning NHS, National Health Service.
Oh, Jesus.
Accordingly, the country should immediately be permitted to get back to normal life, concludes Yaden.
Had to go to the NHS, didn't he? Ruined all his credibility.
What he's saying
right
is
there.
That the existing infrastructure for medical facilities is enough to handle whatever this is.
Well, and here is a topic that I have never heard anyone speak on. Exactly when do we get to herd immunity? Like, is it when only one in five people are susceptible? I mean, he obviously thinks that it's when one in three people is susceptible.
Yeah.
Well, then we're at herd immunity, but no one's mentioned, like, okay, when do we draw that line?
Is there no statistical definition? Like, I don't know, but...
Yeah, I actually don't know either, but you would think that somebody would put up a countdown of sorts. The countdown to herd immunity. Here on Free Talk Live. No,
if
I don't know.
If the virus even exists.
855-450-3733. How do you know if the virus exists? Do you have any evidence that it exists? 855-450-3733. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yep. It is Free Talk Live. The Sunday night edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you would like to give us a call, join us on the air, talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. You can talk about stuff that we've been talking about. It doesn't matter. It's called Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Because Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
We're going to switch gears a little bit here because, well, I'm substituting for Mr. Mark Edge. This is normally the seat that he would sit in and the day that he would appear on the show with you two folks.
Yep. And we miss him dearly.
And we do, but he'll be back.
But you're awesome, Captain.
Well, thanks. I hope I'm at least a reasonable fill-in for Mr. Mark Edge. But we know things about Mark.
Well, I mean, reasonable might not be the first.
I hope I'm an unreasonable. I hope I'm an unreasonable.
Well, no, about Captain Kickass. reasonable is maybe not the first adjective that comes.
I hope I'm an unreasonable fill-in for Mark Edge.
Entertaining.
I hope sure. I'm an unreasonably entertaining.
There we go.
Call in and tell us what you think of Captain in the substituting of Mark.
Because if you're going to have fun, have an unreasonable amount of fun.
All right, but on a very, very serious note here, guys, and listeners too, I just want to take a minute, put on your serious faces. I want to dedicate this next bit to Mark Edge, because we know that he would love to be here to discuss this next article.
From his favorite TV show.
From pinknews.co.uk. Joe Exotic reportedly spent $10,000 in Trump Hotel hoping for presidential pardon.
The weird, you say that, right? And the first thing that comes to my mind is goes like, Joe Exotic probably thinks that's a lot, and Trump probably doesn't think that's nearly enough.
I know, when I read the headline, I was like, really? 10 grand? Like, I mean,
this is Donald Trump, like, the billionaire.
Yeah, like 10 grand is probably pocket change for right. him, right? I'm thinking.
That's what you're going to use to buy a pardon from the president? 10 grand?
This picture of this guy. What did you guys say earlier? Like, it's what happens when a mullet,
takes human form.
When a mullet takes human form.
So there's this thing called an avatar, and it's where a deity has a temporary incarnation among limited beings, and if you will, archetype that is the mullet.
The mullet god has taken over.
Decided to incarnate itself and become Joe Exotic.
Representatives for Joe Exotic reportedly ran up a $10,000 bill at one of Donald Trump's hotels as part of a campaign to persuade the president to pardon him.
This will get his attention. Well, just wait till he sees this checkout bill.
Because I'm sure that's what he spends his days doing.
Well, he spends most of his days tweeting, so I wouldn't put it past him. Let me see those receipts.
He doesn't care about the receipts. He cares about the tweets.
Okay.
Joe Exotic and his representatives have been running an extensive campaign to get Donald Trump to pardon the Tiger King star. That's just hilarious.
Okay, if this works, do we run up a 10 grand bill at the Trump Hotel in the name of, like, Julian Assange,
Edward Snowden,
Ross Ulbricht?
Yeah.
That's 30 grand right there. I'm sure a fundraiser could put that together.
You know, I'm pretty sure that if this actually works, we could probably get the donations necessary.
I'm not wearing a mullet, guys, okay? Like, I mean...
Just comb your beard back.
It's not the new definition of comb over.
Well, what if I just put a tramp stamp on the back of your skull so that we could have business in the front, party in the back?
I don't own a Trans Am.
That would be cool, though. I wish you did.
Joe Exotic. Oh, no, we said that already. Exotic was convicted in 2019. So I don't even know. Like, I know nothing about this story. So I'm going into it with these questions. And
okay.
I'm answering them as I read, apparently. I'm like, well, what did he do? Exotic was convicted in 2019 on 2 counts of murder for hire for plotting to kill his nemesis and big cat rescue owner, Carol Baskin. As well as 8 counts of violating the Lacey Act for falsifying wildlife records and 9 counts of violating the Endangered Species Act.
In the Hope group chat, Mark did say he tried to euthanize Carol Baskin, so let's be clear. Euthanize cats, euthanize Carol Baskin, no problem.
That dirty bee.
I kind of have a problem with the euthanization of the cats.
Okay.
Baskin staff, whatever.
Whatever, yeah. You going to do what to the tigers?
I'm a non-violent man. I don't support
it. I do like the cats more than Baskins or Exotic.
Yeah. All right, so he did some stuff. He was sentenced to 22 years in prison on the 22nd of January of last year. That's what they call a golden date, right? So if you turn 12 and your birthday's on the 12th, that's your golden birthday, right?
Okay.
12 on the 12th. So he was sentenced to 22 years on the 22nd. That's a golden prison sentence is what that is.
Poor guy.
According
not to be confused with a gilded cage?
No, not to be confused with. According to his representative, Eric Love, Exotic's legal team has been corresponding with officials in Washington, D.C. in connection with arranging a pardon from Trump. His representatives have been chasing a pardon since April 2020 when, in a coronavirus briefing, Trump suggested that he would take a look into the Oklahoma Zoo owner's case. He really?
Wow.
Donald Trump said he would take a look?
I did not read that, but fantastic.
I just read that.
No, yeah, I know you just read
that. That's literally what he said about pardoning Snowden, so good luck.
Oh, so that's like when your mom says, we'll see. That means no.
Yeah.
Like, Mom, can I get the new blah, 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 blah? We'll see. That means no.
Or maybe. Maybe it was always no for me.
And I got to say, if he actually does this, it's really going to just pee in my Cheerios. After oh, you gave me the same Will C. answer for pardoning Edward Snowden.
But then he actually goes through with it?
Yeah, that would... That would twist my nipple, is what that would do.
But again, the Edward Snowden people are not spending money at the Trump Resort.
We're going to talk more about this.
That's because he didn't build the resort in Russia.
What I can only call bribery?
Sure.
Attempted bribery?
Yes, it is. It is clearly attempted bribery.
In just a bit, but first.
Brazenly.
Let's go to Robert calling from Vermont. Robert, you're on the air on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, Robert.
Good to hear from you. How you doing?
Well, I'm slowly trying to get my composure of my voice back. It's been kind of screwed up for a couple of weeks.
Because of COVID?
I don't think so.
No.
Were you yelling during the election?
No, but at times I do have a tendency to yell at the radio, though.
At least now you can call in and actually like yell at the people you'd be yelling at. On the radio.
Yeah, it would probably be a lot more effective, huh, Richie?
Absolutely. Because then you can yell as we go, like, oh, he really feels that way, as opposed to us not knowing about it at all.
So what did you call in to yell at us about, Robert?
No, I didn't call in to yell at you guys. I did call in to say that I do agree with, these two people being pardoned. But if there's one person that I really agree that should be pardoned is Father Gordon McRae. I know you guys probably don't know who that is.
Not a clue.
But he's one of a long list of people that's on this website called the National Registry of Exonerations.
Okay.
And there are thousands and thousands of people across the United States that have been, these people were framed for the convictions that they never even did. It's incredible. If there's any one thing that needs to be worked on next year, is our broken criminal justice system.
Do you know what the URL for that website is, Robert?
Not right off the hand.
Okay, we'll find it.
So, wait, did you say that you did agree with Joe Exotic being pardoned, though?
I did, yes.
Okay.
And also, Ross Albert should be definitely pardoned.
But Joe Exotic, do you think he should be pardoned because he didn't actually have a murder-for-hire scheme against Carol Baskins?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I need to look at that case a lot, but I agree with a lot of the things that you guys say. So
maybe the celebrity of Joe Exotic is overwhelming what actually happened.
Thanks for the call tonight, Robert. We do appreciate it. Yeah, I think Robert was probably talking more about the Snowden and those types of parties.
Well, we listed like and, four people. Edward Snowden. Yeah, Ross Ulbricht and Edward Snowden. Definitely people that need to be free.
Third hour of Free Talk Live is coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.